Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
Everyone is very welcome, and we thank God for your lives. We have a word from the living God today that we titled, From Strength to Strength. From Strength to Strength. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 84, and the verse 7, he said, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Hallelujah. They go from strength to strength. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before the Lord. So as you will go in, as you will be going from strength to strength, there is an assurance that one day, you would definitely make it before the presence of the living God with our Lord Jesus Christ at the right hand of the Father. How? In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and the verses 18, he said, we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the living God. So, you don't have to do much. All that you have to do is to make sure that you look unto the glory of the Lord. Looking unto Jesus as the author and the finisher of your faith, automatically, there is something that comes out of the presence of the living God. And it will hit you. And as you receive the radiant glory of the Lord, you cannot be the same. It is impossible. You are gradually going to be changed. So the mindset is extremely important. Where you find yourself, it's very important. You have to make sure that what you are looking onto, it is not anything else but the glory of the living God. The glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if only you can look onto that glory, there is no doubt transformation is going to come into your life. And gradually you are going to be changed. Say, we are changed to the same image. The image that you are seeing, the Jesus that you see. You are also going to be changed from glory to glory. Not by you, but by the Spirit of the living God. It comes with power. That is how we grow from strength to strength. As we keep looking higher level, the Lord is just bringing forth. Do you know that God's glory is not something that is fixed? The Lord, he said he takes us from one degree of glory to another. From one degree of glory to another. So as you are looking unto him, every time something new is being projected into your life, and gradually you are seeing that change. So, Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6:10, he said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The change is not without power. Because he said that the change to be at the same image as Christ, it is brought forth by the power of the Spirit. He said, even by the Spirit of the Lord. So it is the power of God that is going to bring forth that transformation in our lives. Anyone that wants to keep your life stagnant, it is impossible as you keep looking unto Jesus. Someone told me, I said, don't worry about your enemies. You worry about looking unto Jesus and let Christ deal with them. They are too many. You don't know where they are. The dangerous ones are the ones that you don't even know. The ones that you are seeing them as loved ones, friends. But they are your enemies. The time is not yet to find out. So by the time that you are focused on the wrong direction, the Lord said, don't focus on those directions. You focus on me. And let me deal with everyone around you. This is it. That's the way. So we move from strength to strength. By fixing our eyes onto Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. To God alone be the glory. We are talking about spiritual power here. We are talking about spiritual power. Not just carnal Christians. We come to church and we are living, and then at the moment that we are facing problems, we behave like any ordinary person, like an unbeliever. But our lives are not the same. We used to be there in the world, but we have been translated into the kingdom of light by power. By power. So we dwell in that power, and we continue running our lives in that power. In that power. We don't act the same way when we are going through problems as they do. That is the reason why what kills them when it comes on you, it's only going to strengthen you, because it is meant to promote you to another level. In only one condition, that you tap into the power, the source where you are, you stand as a Christian and apply the principles as a Christian, then you will see the change. It's a matter of time, but definitely the change will come. Don't be distracted, because it is coming from you looking onto that Jesus. Beholding him as in a glass. Beholding him as in a glass. You see, the point is this, right? You know, as you are looking into a glass, it is your own image that is being projected from that glass. But in this case, it is the image of Christ that you see. Such a wonderful thing. It is the image of Christ, Jesus Christ, that you see. And you cannot see Jesus and remain the same. This is where the issue is. You can never see Jesus. Everybody who has come across Christ, his life is never and can never be the same. Impossible. Impossible. You can't have an encounter with God and remain the same. You were harassing my life, but now I have seen Jesus. It is over. You meant to kill me, but now I have seen Jesus. You cannot kill me anymore. So we said we are talking about spiritual power. Then what is spiritual power? Spiritual power, it is the ability to overcome any negative power that is working against you. It is the ability to exercise dominion. Spiritual power. When we say we have power, power surpasses power. Don't think that they do not have power. The one that is coming to hurt you is coming in power, because he knows that you go to church. But he wants to know, how much do you take your church serious? How do you stand as a Christian? But if you are living a life of dominion, they will come and face power. But if you are just a carnal Christian that is, moving around and doing your own thing for people to know that you come to church, they will get you. They will get you, because when they come, they are coming with power, but they come and there is no confrontation. There is no confrontation. You come to church, you hold no power. But that is not, he said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things, they are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. In other words, what they used to know of you, you are no more the same person. You are no more. And you have to testify of yourself that you are no more the same. Before they could toss you around on the bed and, you know, all kinds of noisy dreams, throwing banana on you and all kinds of things. But the situation has been changed. Now when you are sleeping, an angel of the living God is on your back. It's just by your side. They will come, and they will come to find out that the room is full of light. That they are of the darkness. They cannot mingle with light. And they are leaving you alone. It's not like they didn't come. They came, but they could not perform. This is what we are talking about here. He said now, Romans 8:1, he said now there is no condemnation in them that are in Christ Jesus. You see that? There is no condemnation. So in other words, you would just say that, what you used to be, and I used to be, you said you used to be that. Christ is not seeing you that way anymore. And I said this, but don't stop just right here. He said, therefore, there is no condemnation in them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. You see that? So in other words, you can be walking in Christ with condemnation, because your deeds are carnal. You are walking by the flesh. And the flesh is the people of the world. You just name it. Anything that the enemy is throwing out there, it is all the works of the flesh. But we are not called unto works of the flesh. We are called to bring forth fruits and spiritual fruits. Spiritual fruit. So let them come. They used to know you. You are now in Christ. They come. They are expecting to see you as they used to know you. But you are no more the same because your status has been changed. Your master has been changed. Where your expectations are, it has been changed. What you look, the one that you are expecting from Jesus Christ, it has been changed. You are not, you know, to expect anything from the world anymore. You are not my provider. Therefore, you cannot be the decision maker of my life. Thank you, my Lord. It comes with that power. This power is not something that you'll be moving around and say that now I'm a child of God. I have power. It is not about what you say. It is about who you are. You know, Romans 6:14, he talks about, he says, sin shall not have dominion over you because you are not under the law. You are under grace. So, a child of grace is a child of power. Sin shall not have dominion over you. We said that spiritual power is when you can exercise dominion over any power that confronts you. So whatever that is coming, it is inferior to your power. But if you are moving around entertaining sin in your life and telling yourself that I'm a church goer, I'm a child of God, I go to church, and you are even boasting of your church, it is not about that because you do know that you are not right standing and the enemy will get you. The only way that the enemy will rule over you is when you are entertaining sin. Because he says, sin shall not have dominion over you. Sin shall not. But this is what the Lord said. But if you make yourself available for sin, sin will definitely have dominion over you. But if you are now understanding that the one that you are looking on to be holding him in that glass, his glory, you are chained to the same image. You are chained to that power. Jesus, he is the source of power, custodian of power. There is no power but is of God. That is him. Say, all things consist in Christ. This is what we are talking about here. So it is not about them. And be focusing, that's what my enemies are going to do. And what my enemies are going to do. What is that your enemies are going to do? You focus on Christ and be thinking of what Christ is going to do to your enemies. It changes everything. Not by your power, but by the Spirit of Almighty God. By the Spirit of God. There is a scripture here in 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4, and the verses 1 to 2. He said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. I love this. You see, the word ministry here, don't see it as just a church type of work only. We are talking about life. You are here because God puts you here in life. So he said that we have received mercy, forgiveness of God because we have been cleansed. Adamic nature is not holding nobody. Whatever that you did in your life before coming to Christ, Christ had already wiped it out. It is now your responsibility to live a new life and bring forth a new man on a higher level. That he may take absolute control over the man, as you know, that is the flesh. So he said that in order for you to recognize that indeed you are moving from strength to strength, you have to renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. You can't deceive no one. You cannot deceive no one. Because the point is this, when you come and you lie to somebody about your state, what is it that is going to do to the person? You told the person a lie, but you are the one that is suffering. You are the one that is suffering. So the Lord said that you're going to have to look into your own life and renounce the dishonesty. Any area of your life that is not pleasing God, you know that it is against the word of the living God. You are moving around, you know, showing people who you are not, telling them who you are not, what benefit it is for them. They have graded you so high, but within yourself, you know that you are not there. And you are the only one. Now, because of that, every time that you are going to say something, you look around, you see if one of those people that you talk to, you lie to, is not there. You are not yourself, disturbed. You can't reason well. You are moving around, always looking back. You are not yourself. Moving from strength to strength, in it hidden thing, the hidden things of dishonesty, we renounce them. And not walking in craftiness. That is what we just said. Not walking in craftiness. So you are being smart with people. Craftiness. You are being smart. Why are you doing this to yourself? You are not what you say you are. And what benefit is it bringing to someone? Everything that you are sowing, it is for yourself. So why are you portraying, moving around and, you know, telling people, oh, my father is like this, my mother is like this. Or what about yourself? How are you? What is it? What is your achievement? What is it that you can boast of? Is it the worldly things? That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about character. And matter of fact, right now you are displaying one. You are displaying one. We renounce those things. We don't walk in craftiness, nor handling the word of God in deceitfulness. That's what we said. Not handling the word of God in deceitfulness. So the word is preached. How was the message today? Oh, today church was wonderful. Church was wonderful. It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Ah, there is something that makes me come into the news. You have forgotten the message. You have forgotten the message. You have forgotten the message. The person said, what was the way they wanted to hear something that you kept? It was only the music. That is exactly what the devil wants you to hear. So your church going is nothing. You handle the word of God in deceitfulness. You are going to use the word only when it suits your case. Even the word of God says that you, my husband, you should submit yourself to me. You should submit yourself to me. Meanwhile, you are the one that is standing there on your high heels. Submit yourself. Submit yourself. What about you going down? Say, submitting to one another. You will be using the word when it fits your situation. He said, it's not like that, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. This is powerful. You know what this means? He's simply saying that it's not about what you tell people, but let your own conscience. Let your conscience work for you. You sit down. Think about your life. Sit down. One day or another, all these things that you have been telling people of who you are, it's not going to be matter anymore. You will come to find out that you are what you see. You are just what you see. So he said, it is better for you to be sitting down and just start thinking of yourself and do the right thing in the sight of God. Do the right thing in the sight of God. Moving around, I'm a pastor. And what's wrong with you? But your life at home is not. You see, it is not. It is only when you come to the public that you want recognition. You want recognition, but God is not recognizing your inner life. Why are you deceiving yourself? What is all these things for? Everyone is minding his business anyway. You don't pay their bills. So you bringing yourself so up and so what? Sit down and assess your life and make a change. This is what the Lord God is talking about. So it's not a time of being deceived. The enemy is also working. So more truthful you are to yourself, greater power you can stand in. There is a scripture here. We're gonna let's read this together in the book of Matthew. Matthew 13. Let's read first of all verse 24 to 25. My question here is, are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? This is what the word says. He said, Jesus Christ put forth a parable, and he said, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Hallelujah. This is so powerful. A good man, thinking of life and being focused, he wasn't sleeping. He wanted to live, and he was living his life. So he went and sowed good seed. And by the time that he left sleeping, the enemy also came in. And what he did, he didn't take out what he sowed. All he did, he also planted on the same field. You went there, you planted good things. Enemy also, if he comes around and take what you have planted, you will come around and find that, say, oh, this is what the enemy has done. No, he said, okay, don't worry. I am also planting. We are all in the same boat. Let's see. He came and he planted and he went away. You know, if the man was watching, the enemy wouldn't have been accessing that field and come and plant whatever that he wanted to plant. The book of Proverbs tells us that, Proverbs 6, 4 and 5, he said, give not sleep to thy eyes, nor slumber to thy eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a birth from the hand of the fowler. So, you see that the work of the enemy, it is the work of the enemy. It is Satan's responsibility to be moving around and be planting evil in people's life. And it is a child of God's responsibility to understand that the enemy's responsibility is to be moving around and sowing evil. So then what? Then you want to make sure that your field is not containing any evil seed from the devil. So what do? You watch. You prevent the enemy from coming to that field. So that is why the Lord said, have your eyes open. Watch your lives. Matter of fact, he's going to explain the whole parable. He said that the field is the world. As you are here, this is your life. Your life is not somebody's life. You are the only one that is going to give account of how you live here. So you better watch that no one comes around and plant any garbage in your life. You have to watch. Oh, it is my brother that did this to me. It is my mother that did this to me. My own people, my own people. May the Lord forgive you. Have understanding that there is a principle to live. You want to live, you have to fight. You want to live here, you have to fight. Because Jesus in John 17, he said that we are in the world, but we are not from here. We are not from here. So if you want to tabernacle, you know, in this place, there, something has definitely gone wrong. You don't know where you are. You don't know that you are in the battlefield. You have to watch. You can't blame people for what they have done to you. You have to blame yourself for allowing them to do these things to you. If they kill you, you are the only one that is dying. If they come and you allow yourself to be killed, you are the only one that is dying. You are going alone. Go stand before Jesus Christ and tell Jesus, Jesus will ask you, say, my son, my daughter, why are you here so soon? Say, Lord, my auntie, yay, witch, oh God. She killed me. Jesus said, your auntie killed you. Your auntie was a witch. I see. You allow yourself to be killed by witch. Then what is my power in you? You are not. So let me see. I can tell you don't have anything of me. They are there. Those that do not belong to me. They are there. Join them. But Lord, they are crying over there. I said, don't go. Don't worry. Since you are here early, your cry, your tears will be even harder. Go. You will definitely reap every single mistake that you allow people to come and perform in your life. You have to watch your life. It is your life, not theirs. They love making their ways and they love having their ways. Even if they have to walk over your head. If your life has to be sacrificed for them, they don't care. But what about you? What about you? Don't come and complain before God and say that this is what the enemy has done. God tells you that you watch your life. You watch. Anything that you are sowing, you have to watch it and be seeing it growing to yield forth unto you. It is not finished. In Matthew 13, 26 to 27, you know, in the morning, he said, when the blade sprang up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto the master, sir, did not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then had it the tares? I was with you. We came in. I saw what you sow. What you sowed was not evil seed. But I see that these things are not right. This is not how God was expecting to see your life coming out. What is this thing here? What is this man that is causing so much problems? What is this woman that is causing so much problem? What is it that you have gone and take that is not bringing any glory to me? You are missing all my purpose, all my assignment in your life. What is going on? Always crying and crying and crying like if I have not done it all for you. Jesus, my son, has been sacrificed. The name has been given to you to use it under any circumstance of need. Not just that. I have also been giving you the blood to mark thy doorpost. He said that death will see it and he will pass you by. Because you are the one that has been sanctified by that blood. I have given you the Holy Spirit to lead you in my ways. What is it that you are coming here for? Why are you crying? We are moving from strength to strength. Understand the principle. Why all these problems now? Where are they coming from? Now listen to what the master said. In Matthew 7 and the verses 18 to 20. You know, Matthew 7, 18 to 20 is just, you know, if you sow, we are expecting according to what you have sown. So it's a scripture to just come and empower what your expectations, you know, should be. You are living good life. The Lord meant to take you from another level. From one level to another. In a higher height. And you have to expect it. Because he said that a good tree cannot bring forth an evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is thrown down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit we shall know them. So according to this scripture, it is to tell you that what you sow, you're supposed to reap. And reaping your expectation. Not something else. So something definitely has gone wrong in this case. And to conclude everything, in Matthew 13 and the verses 28 to 30, the master said unto the servant that asked him, where is all these things coming from since we planted good things? He said, an enemy has done this. An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And the master said, no. Lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. So let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I shall say unto the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Hallelujah. You see, yes, an enemy has done this. But you have to see the end result of it all. The reapers are the angels of God. Jesus, a time is coming. He's going to send forth his angels to come and gather his children, the ones that belong to him. He will just gather them together. And the ones that do not belong to him, he's also going to gather them together. He said, gather these ones that did not serve my purpose. Put them together. Lock them in the lake of fire just right there. Burn them all. Burn them. But the ones that were watchful, living their lives and seeing that no one comes and plant, he said, an enemy has done this. You have enemies, no matter who you are. You have enemies. Don't think that now, in Jesus' name, that all my enemies, I conquer you. Let me tell you. Yes, you have conquered them, but you still have enemies. You have enemies. You conquer them, they are not able to come to your field, but they are just around, always watching for loophole. Be watchful. You want to make sure that you are counted among the ones that the Lord said, put them in my bounds. Put them there. These are my loved ones, the ones that have done my will. So we are not to deceive ourselves. Moving from strength to strength is a walk. They all from glory to glory appear from strength to strength. They shall appear before God. Like in Zion, all of them, one by one, one day at a time, from strength to strength. What used to fail me last year, this year will not fail me. It will not. It will not. I cannot be living and be counting failures. No. No. I have to see myself coming up. My relationship at home has to be much, much, much better. Your husband and you are husband and wife in the house. It's like two enemies in that house. For what? What is the purpose of that covenant of God then? He said he brought two together to be one flesh. To be one flesh. It's not like, hey, I am here, I'm going this way, another one is going this way, and we will meet in that house. When we meet, we are fighting. Contention and all that, it is not from God. Something definitely has gone wrong because an enemy has come in. Protect what you have. Protect. Make yourself a better person. You know what is not making the whole thing work. Two smart people, it is very difficult to make a good journey because everybody wants to be smart. Very difficult. That is why the Lord said that you have to submit to one another. Today someone is up. Okay. Now you already when a man is alone, it's a problem. When a woman is alone, God said it, not me saying. He said it's a problem. It's not good for a man to be alone. Now two are come together. That is two problems joined together. But God said, don't worry. Through these problems, I will solve it all and make you a blessing. A blessing. So you have to understand that. The things that are working, you know, by the time that this man showed up in his field and come to find out, wow, this is not what I planted. Something has been taking place by the time that he was sleeping. Physical or spiritual, it doesn't matter. What matters is that now you have an enemy that you're going to have to deal with it. You have to understand the principle. And we said it, that it is not we focusing on them. There are so many, so many. So you focus on Christ. The book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, he said through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. That the things that we see, they are not made of things which do appear. Things that we see, what you see, that's not what it is. Something had happened. By the time you came up and find out there are tares among the wheat that you planted, You were sleeping at that time. Something definitely had happened. You only see the results. But the result is not the problem. The problem is the one that caused the result. That is the problem. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. So in other words, every time that we look into our lives and we are seeing things that are not right, we have to deal with those things spiritually. Do not. What type of man are you? What type of man are you? You are always screaming and shouting in your husband's ears. I'm going to church and you are not coming with me. And you are always at home and I don't know this. I even regret marrying you. He has not told you, but maybe he's also regretting. You are shouting and he is not. He is not. From the time that you have been going to church, by this time, this home must have been at peace. Because it's simple. If he is the only problem in that house, it takes two hands when you clap for you to hear something. So you bring the two hands together, you clap, tack, there is a noise. But if one is not responding, this way, no noise. Continue exercising it. Continue praying for him. We thank God we have seen him as the problem. Now try and start helping. Let him see you as the Bible. Let him see you as this Jesus that you are trying to force on him. And see if that peace will not come. No one will tell you that the man will follow you at church. The man will come to find out, said, whatever that it is, my wife is not shouting like before. Things are changing in this house. Things are changing. All this unnecessary gossip and all that, you know, you stay on phone talking about people and this and that, about the church. And did you see the shoe that Sister Elizabeth wear last Sunday? Hey, that shoe. This one, they call it guarantee. Oh, it has already passed long time ago. And you are there for 2 hours. Your husband is hearing everything. He goes and sits at the computer. He's like, forget about this noisy woman that I have taken upon myself. So you coming around and screaming, my husband is always on the computer, always on the computer, always on the computer. But you are always on phone talking rubbish. How can you win this man to Christ? It is not like we come to church and the church is so powerless, so anything goes. No, Apostle Paul to the church of Ephesus, you know, in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 3, and the verse is 7. I'm going to read from verse 7 to 21. I will be picking up scriptures according to what we are talking about here, from strength to strength. Paul is a man that walked with the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost. He said, Well, I was made a minister according to the gift of grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. You see that? As ministers called by Almighty God. He said it's not just we say it and that's it. It is given by the grace of God according to the effectual working of his power. It is something that is effective in my life. It is real. It is practical. It is practical. You cannot be spending your time moving around, committing sin. I mean, little things. And thinking that the enemy has no dominion over your life. He has. He has. Because now you have transgressed the word of the living God. You are not even thinking of asking for any forgiveness. So Paul said that, hey, this life that I'm living, I live it in power. I live it in power. It's a grace that has been given unto me. And I'm not going to waste it. I will make sure that I protect my field. I live it, you know, in the effectual power. He said, effectual working of Jesus' power in my life. That is the power of the Holy Ghost. So he said, you know, he wasn't boasting around. He said, unto me, verse 8, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, considering himself so humble. Apostle Paul, the least of all saints. Apostle Paul the least of all saints? No, but that is what he said. You moving around and saying that you are a deacon, you are a pastor, I'm a bishop. And no, you know, the church can't even contain you. You are a problem to yourself, but you don't even know. Apostle Paul is saying that I am the least of the saints. Is this grace given unto him? He said, unto me, I'm reading Ephesians 3, verse 8, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, in this grace, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. I should preach among the Gentiles. The Gentiles are anyone that is outside, you know, the tribe of Israel, Jews. If you are not Jew, you are a Gentile. It has been given unto him, that is his ministry, to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. There is power in Christ. There is power in Christ. Unsearchable riches, meaning that it is beyond your understanding. So let them go around. Let them plan to come and plant in your field. It does not matter, they will come. No matter how much they have strategized and how much power they are bringing, what they don't know is that Jesus that you serve, he has unsearchable riches. Unsearchable riches. Riches don't see money. It's power. Power. So, I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Now break down this. To make all men see the fellowship of the mystery. You see, you are serving a God that even your relationship is in mystery. Please, let me repeat myself. Your fellowship with God, it is full of mystery. It has tapped into kingdom mysteries. You are just coming, you are thinking that I came to church and today church was good. And Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive my sins. It's not just that. The prayer that you just prayed, a man stood here and prayed, and heaven is open. Third heaven is open. You just decree a thing, and the Lord has established it. This is the reason why you are going to shine, and you'll be going from glory to glory. It's power. He said, I preach so that they will know the power in the word. So they shall live their lives accordingly. Wow. In verse 10, Ephesians 3:10, watch this. He said, for what purpose of the preaching, by the way? For what purpose of you receiving the word of God? He said, to the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which is purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Watch this. The enemy that you are worried about, the word of God in your life, effectual power working in your life, it is meant to demonstrate to them through the church that they have no power. That power surpasses power. That they said they want to kill you, they cannot kill you. They will only find out when they are gathering their evil meetings. They will not know these things. They are thinking of the best weapon to use against you. The Lord have already seen them. No weapon that is fashioned against you, God has said it, shall prosper. What they don't know is that the messages and your deeds and your fellowship and the word of God that you are receiving, you come in for prayers at night, middle of the night, you are still here and praying. Hey, something is happening. Something is happening. They will only find out by the day of their personal experience. You don't know this. You don't know this. If the enemy will tell the truth, they will be the only one to tell you what truly happened to them the last time they tried you. It is to the intent that unto the principalities and the powers in heavenly places. These are your enemies. Might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. The manifold wisdom of God. They see you with your, you know, tied that wrapper, and I'm going to church. And say, standing there, criticizing, they say, look at this one. All this time that we have been seeing him, church. His life is, you know, things are not changing, and let's just get rid of him, and even the big ones, we have finished them. How much more this one? They come, hey, electricity. And you become a thorn in their flesh. And because of you, the Lord can save everybody in that house. If you are willing to. If you are willing to. You come into church, fellowshipping with God, it's not in vain. Something is being built up that you might not know. But the one that will come after your life, they will find out. But I know that they will not testify of what had happened to them. Keep coming. Keep serving your God. That is your responsibility. You see something, serve him. You don't see anything, continue serving him. Because there is something that is called the protection of the living God, the glory of God, that automatically is being released in your life. You can never be in the presence of the living God and be the same. Impossible. He said, that is power. Apostle Paul, a man so humble, telling us these things. He said, I know these things. It's a fact. It has been working in my life. It will also work for you. Let me bring everything to an end. I'm just going to read through this. So, the manifold wisdom of God in verse 11 of Ephesians 3, he said, according to the eternal purpose, which he has purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Christ. Wherefore, I desire that ye faint not. He was talking to the church of Ephesus. I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. You see that? To be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. The inner man, that is the true you. When you sit down and you start thinking of who you are, the reality, this is not the time that you are lying to nobody. This is the one that Apostle Paul is talking about. He said that this one here is the one that the Lord wants to see you coming up with, higher and higher, inner man. They don't see it. They see you around and say, oh, church. Oh, we know church, even big churches, we have brought them down. How much more this rikiki one? Let them come and try and see what the Lord God is going to do unto them. So, from strength, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. You see that? You being rooted and grounded in love. Don't fight in your homes. It is meant to bring the enemy. It's opening the way for devil to come in. Do not. Make your lives happy. Enjoy your husband. Enjoy your wife. Enjoy them. Do not use Christianity and cover yourself. And that is not what God wants. Said, this body, it is for your husband. This body, it is for your wife. When it is time, it is time. Oh, church, 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 church. God said, love, 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 love. Love. Because if you are able to build that home on love, you will come here and you'll be able, you won't even think of who is around. You will be lifting up your hands and worshiping your God because you are filled with God. You are filled with his love. That is what we are talking about here. You cannot be coming and standing here and praying, all my enemies, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. And the moment that you get home, yes, what were you saying before I went to church? Look at you. You can't bind nobody. Yes, you came, you bind them, but you went home and opened the door and said, come in, please. Don't worry about what I was doing at church. Come. So now Apostle Paul said, unto him that is able, unto God, that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we asked or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hallelujah. So you can see that it is the problem is just us. It's just as God is willing to protect you, to provide unto you, to embrace you, to make your home happy, to handle the devil on your behalf. The Lord is so happy when they have come in and have taken, you know, electricity. Shocked. And this is it all. That is the final. So, in this Ephesians 3, verse 21, he said, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Hallelujah. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. World without end. Amen. Let me tell you, this world is going to end one day. But you, your life, if you continue in fellowship with the Lord, moving you from glory to glory, from strength to strength, your life is without an end. If Christ comes and finds you at the second coming of Christ, the Lord will take you up. If by that time you are already gone, you are already in heaven waiting. This is hope. This is hope. And I told someone, I said, listen, all these questions that you guys are asking me, I don't have answers to them. But I can tell you one thing, that the day that you die, the day that you die, you are the one asking, the day that you die, when you open your eyes and you find yourself that you are in heaven, you are in heaven. If you find yourself that you are not in heaven, you are in hell. That day will be your answer. That day will be your answer. Why do you want to be stupid and be waiting to find out in a hard way when you cannot change anything? This is what the gospel of Christ is all about. To tell you that do not live your life according to the standard of the world. Come up higher. Living for the purpose of the living God, knowing that there is a life ahead, that your life cannot be terminated here as the world is going to end, but yours continue unto the glory of the living God, you would definitely live the purpose of God. May the Lord God bless you. Amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless.